Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we have an elephant in the room. We are talking tribalism. It's a serious issue that's poisoning our fabric, and even Parliament took notice today. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. And of course, we are streaming live on our various platforms. That's on Facebook at VOA Live Talk. Also, we are streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. As I've said already, we have an elephant in the room today. We are talking tribalism, and we are not gonna be talking in parables. We are tackling the elephant directly. It's an issue that many people are very sensitive to. Many people don't wanna talk about it, yet it pervades our fabric and threatens our society as Zimbabweans. That's the issue of tribalism. It was spoken about in Parliament today. Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabwe Mishonga, very outspoken. She raised a motion condemning what she calls the issue of, it's a sensitive issue, and really it ties my tongue. But she raised concern about in Matabeleland institutions being staffed with Shona speaking people. She raised a motion complaining about that. She says you find in hospitals, board members are all Shona speaking people, general managers are all Shona speaking people, and her motion was supported by another outspoken member of parliament, Tabita Kumalo. Debate was really lit up in parliament, and we are also witnessing in political parties. Talk about ZANU-PF. You have a clash of the Zezurus, a clash of, Karanga people from Aswingo, the Mnangagwas. You look at the MDCT, you have lately, even, previously, with all these pleas, we've had, statements like Mandera Panduga. We also have had statements like Amashona Zenzis. Yet we pretend to be, a united society. No, we are not united, and it's not cool. We have a big problem that we have to talk about, and that is what we are all about today. The marginalization of not only Matabeleland, but different other provinces where you find different tribes is an issue that we have to address as Zimbabweans. Iloge utaba esingalo lamhlanje utaba lokukhethana ngemihlobo esingathi ye tribalism. ludaba osoluhluphile kakhulu ikakhulu sinxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe. Uyathola ukubana kuzanu PF kulamakaranga bayalwisana lamazezuru kuthiwa ye selibambe kakhulu isikhundla sokuyisikhathi sethu sokudla. Uthole kubo MDC uvela kathana khona lesiyezwa ama statements afana lokuthi Mandela Panduka ye amashona ezenzisa. Welshman baphuma kwakhulunywa kubi kuthiwa Mandela Panduka othokozani kuphe sebe xabene njalo lo baba uTswangirai sephuma njalo lawo ma statements sizwe bani esisakhayo kambe ngokucwasana ngemihlobo kanje ku PDP lakho sesikuzwile amaNdebele akhanya sihambe wodwa amashona lawo sihambe wodwa yimpi loba nje kungaliwa ngezikhali akukho right yiloke udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje edalela parliamente kukhulunywa ngalo lolu daba lamhlanje umuve emotion umama uPriscilla Misaira Mshonga umeli wesigaba seMathabeleland South edalele parliamente esola kakhulu athi ikukhangelelwa phansi kwesigaba seMathabeleland uthola ukuthi kula abantu ezibhedlela sikhangela amabhodi sikhangela ngaphi ezikhundleni eziphezulu bathi uthola kungamashona wodwa amaNdebele kati ekhangelelwa phansi emotion leyo isekelwe ngumama uThabita Khumalo kwangenela labe zanu PF labo. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje ndonyaya yatire kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vedwe nyaya yekusarudzana nechirudzi kana kuti tribalism tinoziva unless kana uchigara hako in a different country kana kuti in a different planet asi kana uri mwana weZimbabwe anogara muZimbabwe unofanira kuziva kuti zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka panyaya dzekubatana kana kuti kubatana kwemarudzi kana kuti tribal cohesion pane kusarurana uye pane kugunununa marudzi akawanda especially from vanhu vekumathebeleland vanogara vachichema tukunzwa chero mumapato apa muzanu PF tinozova kuti pane hondo pakati pemakaranga nemazezuru makaranga rekuti haiwa mazezuru maane nguva yakareba muchitonga saka yanguva yedu yekudya ndiyo hondo iyoyo vamugave pachavo vakataura vanogara vachitaura uyezve vakataura masvondo maviri matatu apfuura kuti nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism tikuonawo mune mamwe mapato MDCT Mandela Panduka mashona yazenzisa ndiyo nyaya iripo iyoyo mashona uko Mandere uko PDP sekuziva kwenyu from ma incidents akaitika 2 weeks ago takuziva kuti Mandere auko mashona auko saka mvunzo mukuru watiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti inyika yakadii nhai yatiri kuda kuumba nekupatsanurana kwakadai nekusabvumirana nekusabatana saka we have as our first guest we have an aspiring member of parliament and that's Vimbai She Mushwaburi. Vimbai, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Vimbai. Unfortunately, we are having a connection problem there, but sekutaura kwangu nyaya yekusarurana iyi yapinda mudare reparamende nhasi mumiriri wedunhu reMathabeleland South mudare iri amai Priscilla Misaira Mshonga vanga vachichema-chema vamubva motion vachichema-chema vachiti vanhu vekumathabeleland vari kusarura zvikuru unowana kuti muzvipatara kana kuti mumakamba nehurumende mumainstitutions akawanda-wanda maboard members ese unowana kuti nengo dzacho vanhu vanobva kumashonaland. Saka vari kuti chero vanhu vanotsvaira nhaiwe, chero madebt collectors nhaiwe, ko kumatevereland hapana here vanhu vanogona kuita basa iroro? Inyaya yakurukurwa nezvaya zvikuru mudare iri, uyezve vachitsigirwa namuzvare Tabitha Khumalo. We now have Vimbaishe Mushwabure. Good evening, Vimba, and welcome on Studio 7.
Kalvonani, baba linjani.
Hai siyaphila, unjani lawe?
Hai ngiphilile.
Yazi nguzwela kachana, Vimbai. Okay, let's dive into it. Tribalism, we have spoken about this here before. You had your own reservations about it. Today in Parliament, the issue of tribalism came up again. As I've said, members of Parliament from Matabeleland complaining about, you know, what they view as a systematic, you know, sidelining by the Shona tribe. What's your take on that?
Yeah. I think I still have the same stance regarding tribalism, because in the situation ekhona khathesi baba ngokuthi nami ngomunye wakhona babona ngani lo laye ngwemasimaland udingani lapha kobulawayo. Kodwa kahle ayisikho lokho, ngoba mina ngilebizo elizwakala ngani ngelemasimaland, kodwa ngikhulele kobulawayo. So ngilokungazisisi kahle xa ngokuthi sifika endaweni esibuzwa ngayo leyo ndaba, ngoba kweyinye indaba futhi ngiphinde ngizwisise, ngoba iqiniso lapho ongena khona eMatabeleland awunyeke uswele umuntu okhuluma ngesishona. Bagcina sebethi zibuhlungu kakhulu, ngoba sokutshele lo Vimbayo othi hhayi mina ngizakhuluma ndani ngesihlobo seni, okuthi ungangena e-police station umpolisi akasoza uzawukhulumisa ngesishona nxa ungezi isishona wena. So kukhanya ngathiwa sokuyi-problem yakho wena unguwo Matabeleland. Kodwa njalo, coming back to that issue where we are saying that how do we resolve all that, because by right we are not even supposed to be talking about the tribal issue, but the reality is it's real. Ikhona i-problem yena leyo, kodwa izoyenziwani? Mina ngeqiniso I think ngomunye wakhona oyehlulekayo kumbe onzimelwayo ngaleyo ndaba, ngoba angizwisisi njalo angiyisekele.
Please do stay on the line. Vimba, as I welcome our second guest tonight, a disclaimer, that's my friend. He's one of my best friends, Gift Piri. We were together in college, and now he's the news editor of the Daily News. Good evening, Gift, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Jumamili. Good evening to you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism, Gift. Tonight, Matabeleland South Member of Parliament, Priscilla Misairabgimishonga, warning that we might at some point have a tribal war in Zimbabwe if the issue of tribalism is not addressed. Your take?
I think she's absolutely right. If you go through January to August, I think we have consistently reported, you know, with alarm the increase in use of ethnicity, hate speech, intra-party conflict and violence in virtually all the political parties, from the ruling party to the opposition. And this is a cause for serious concern. It seems that tribalism is now pervading almost every sphere of the polity, you know, right from cabinet, the various arms and levels of the party, government, defense forces, the intelligence, the police, the public service. It's everywhere, you know. So you've got literally ethnic and security elites literally capturing the state into government.
Okay, looking at, before we dive into the, tribalism within the Shona tribe, we know there are subdivisions there, moving ahead on the issue of Matabele land, all these complaints, we saw it the weekend, MDCT, Member of Parliament, Eddie Cross, complaining about the Ndebele people, saying that at times they seem to demand too much. They want to be overrepresented in everything, and really he caught a lot of flack from activists and many people in Matabele land over that. Do people in Matabele land have a legitimate complaint about being marginalized?
Oh, yes, indeed. Look, I think what is happening right now is that it would seem this is escalating dangerously because of an absence of perhaps a respected senior and a voice within the apex of government. You know, someone with the stage of perhaps the Dr. Joshua Nkomo, someone like Denise Odabenga, someone who really with, a stature, a respected voice. I think what we are witnessing is that, Vice President Kezela Mpoko, as the ZANU-PF second secretary, I get a sense that he has failed to command the national respect that, he is in a way pivoting himself in one faction of ZANU-PF, seen as weak and with, many questions lingering about his leadership, seniority, and credentials. And as this is happening, there are serious, grievances, on around the emotive Gukurawundi issue. He leads the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, but really, he has failed, to bring emotional closure to this case. He looks aside when there is a continued, state sanctioned denial of this genocide and a subterfuge explanation. And, this is happening amid continuing marginalization of Matabele land. This Shona dominance narrative, it can be seen as giving grief to groups such as, the Vukani Amahlabe Zulu, Mbovani Amahlabe Zulu, the mockery groups of, groups arising trying to, push forward this agenda, and recently of the declaration of Ndebele Kingdom. So really, there is a serious grievance here that, the absence of a respected voice within the apex of government, it can be seen through, this factor in prison, within the body policy of the country.
Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. And Vimbai, please do stay on the line as well. Ndimbotora, Mkoma Paul, South Africa. And by the way, we will be having Priscilla Misere Mshonga and Tabita Kumalo on this show. They raised this issue in Parliament, and we are trying to reach them as we speak. Mkoma Paul, South Africa, Magadi.
Ah, no, Father Magadi was in.
Aywa, Dribo. Kurise, South Africa, go.
Ah, South Africa, kuri nani, tengozwa kuchema-chema kuti, hey, zvinozanetsa kumusha uku.
Ah, zvichanaka tikabatana.
Ah, ndizvozvo.
Mainzwa kanyaya iri mugango nyaya yekusarurana iyi.
Nyaya iripo iyi, nyaya iripo yemarudzi ekusarurana iyi. Noona kuti dai vanhu Zimbabwe takafunga kubva kure, nyaya haina kutanga nhasi. Yakatanga even panguva yevarungu chaivo vachatonga munyika muyamo. Munoona kuti history yataiita chaiyo yange yakasiyana vanhu vekumatebhelerendi nekumanhuomashonarendi. Nai kumashonare sendra uko kufanza ati kuti pava pane history mwadzaindzezo vana vebhengura vakatengesa nyika. Vanhu vakamatebhelerendi vakauya vakatora vanhu vanhukadzi vakaenda navo kumashonarendi uku vachienda navo uku. Ndiyo hondo imwe inonetsa iyoyo. Tozouya zvakare zvinhu pahurumende yedu yakazopinda izvi. Takada kutarisa zvakaramba zvikondinya, takada kutarisa maelections chavo akaitwa 1980. Hazvireve kuti ZANU PF yakahwina nekuti inogona kutonga. Zvakaitwa zvakare on political grounds kuti marudzi api ZAPU yainzi ndeye Mandevere, ZANU ichinzi ndeye Mashona. Nyangu yaidi tichiziva kuti hondo chaiyo vaJoshua Ngomo ndo vanhu vakanga vakatanga nehondo ende vaitungamira zvekuti dai varivo vakatonga panguva iyoyo ndivo vakanga vaizivikanwa zvokwadi kana kumashona sendra kuya ikako. Nanamusika vachienda kuna Howard kuya ikako yakanga iri ZAPU yese. Asi vakadyiwa nekuti chi vachinzi Mandevere. Tobva ipapo vamugade chaivo nguva yemadisturbance yekunzezvo vanoitana neZAPU. Vakaenda kuGwanda, I still remember one of the days, vachabvesa rari vachiti handi nyika ine haitongwe nemandevere. Vakaencourage, vakaita kuti zvinhu zvirambe zvichirwadza zvikuru. Vakazokonganisa vanhu, vakauraya vanhu zvisina nomusoro. Zvinova zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. Ende uyezve nyaya yemarudzi iyoyo yatadzisa kuti nyika inge ichisumuka, nekuti nyange munhu achiziva zvaari papozition haakwanisi kusumudzirwa nekuti nenzi anobva kuti kumatebhelendi kana kuti anobva kumakaranga kana kuti anobva kumazezuru. Unoona kuti mumwe munhu anogara kungosiya jaketi rake patebhuru achienda kwaane kwaanoita nekuti munhu anozivikanwa nevanhu vakuru pamusoro hapana zvaanoitwa. Nyika inenge ichitodzokera mashure haisimudziki.
Saka mukoma Paul, pachidimbi ipapo timbotora vamwe. Asi pane nyayawo yekupokana kuripo mukati metribe yemashona muzanu PF zvikuru mazezuru nema anonzi makaranga ingapedzwa sei nyaya? Tikuona vamugave vakugara vachitemwa nemusoro vachichemawo kuti aiwa nyaya yanetsa muzanu PF inyaya yetribalism.
Vakadzidza kare kare nehisiri kuti zvivanhu vanopesaniswa sei nevarungu. Vakaita kuti vanhu vapesane iyo vakatera gura revarungu iroro vakapesanisa vanhu kubva kumakaranga nemazezuri iwayo kuti varambe vari pachigaro uye zvavana kuda kuzvigadzirisa. Iyo ndomuonzere zvimwe akabva akukonzeresa futi zvimwe zvakanyaisa nyika yose. Inini ndaifungidzira kuti nyanga iri nyaya yematebhele yemandevere nemashona dai zvichine kuita. Vakatarisa vanhu vakadzi vechindevere havarambe kuroorwa kuti vaende kumashonarendi vanonogara zvakanaka. Vakadzi vechishona havade kuenda kumatebhelerendi ende havatombudi. Varume vechishona vanokwanisa kuroora Mandevere asi vakadzi varume vechindevere havade zvokuroora futi mashona. Ipapo dainzi maintermarriages akaita iwayayo toita vana vachisangana vachimhoresana vachita sei zvinhu zvinogona kupera as time goes on. Asi zvakangoramba ingoti uyu unoita kwake anoita kwake uyezve mapromotions iwamotaura iwa zvechokwadi zvimwe zvinokonzeresawo nekuti zvakare kumatebhelerendi if you want to find out mabasa akadziri mabasa kuyakako vanononoka kunopinda mabasa anenge auya achiuya ayaya wozoona kuti dzungu vanozotorwa vamabasa aya nevamwe vanenge vari nekuti vanenge vachitati vakaita maintermarriages selike South Africa kunoku most of them vanoda kumhanyira kuenda kusouth africa votadza kuita further their education kuti vazosvika pastandard iyoyo. Ndeimwe another factor inonetsawo zvakare ikoko kumatebhelerend ikoko. That's why fanda some of the positions anozotorwa nechi nevanobva kumashonarendi. Kaitanza kuti mashonarendi adzawo chesikatapise kuti mashonarendi kana kuna mutariko iko vanenge vari imomomo dai vachita further their education vasina zvemhanyira kuenda kusouth africa kuvanoziva kunoti mabasa. Ndo zvimwe zvinonetsawo izvozvo.
Tinotenda mukoma Paul nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, tatenda.
Now we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo on the line. We are still trying to reach Honorable Priscilla Misairabi Mishonga because she is the one who raised this motion in Parliament. Honorable Kumalo, good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
We are talking tribalism and, you know, you guys took up this issue in Parliament today. In brief, before we delve deeper into this matter, in brief, give us a summary of what happened in Parliament today.
Thank you. It's not the issue of tribalism. The motion was about marginalization. And the only way for Honorable Monsieur Harambee to prove that was to go to quasi-government institutions and double-check that if whether there is a regional balance in the appointment of board members or appointment of law firms. Eh? And it was discovered that all the law firms that are appointed are coming from Harare. And can you imagine where is the logic for a lawyer leaving Harare and going to Victoria Falls to go and deal with some issues of a company, of a government company there? And our argument was, does that mean that we don't have reputable law firms in these provinces who can do exactly the same job of this of these lawyers that are coming from Harare? We are talking of ZESA. We are talking of K1. And the constitution is very clear. We have 16 languages in Zimbabwe. They must be regional balances in these 16 languages. So it is not about tribalism. It's marginalization of other regions by one or two regions. And the argument that is being raised so far is that it is the Zulu. And a good example was given that there was a company where people were working. And it happened that for the general manager, somebody passed away. And the company was meant to be shut down because everybody working there was either Mzukuru or Sekuru. And another example is Ibulaya Rainbow. A bone gate is made by somebody who came all the way from around there. Are you telling us as uneducated as we are accused of being uneducated because we are going to South Africa? Can we fail to pick up a bone and close it? And second, the issue of us being uneducated is not fair. You are forgetting that we killed the Kukra Wound in 1987. And we have survivors of Kukra Wound whose parents died. This government refused to give them any form of identification. And the laws of this country are very clear. You cannot write your grade 7 results without a birth certificate. Now, the million-dollar question is, these kids have tried several times, the 37-year-old, 38-year-old, who also have kids, to go and get birth certificates for themselves. And they're being asked to bring the people that were there when his or her mother gave birth to them. Heavenly Father, where on earth can these children get these witnesses? When they did not witness it because they did not see what was happening. And all what we are saying, don't accuse them for going to South Africa. They are going to South Africa simply because Zimbabwe has denied them identity. They are fathers, they are mothers, they have got kids. They have to look after their kids by hook or by crook. So the only thing that they can do, which sounds palatable to them, was to go and risk their lives and work like dogs and treated like animals because this government denied them the right to be identified. That is marginalization. It's not tribalism.
Please do stay on the line there. Honorable Kumalo, I know you are trying to be politically correct, but I will call it tribalism because the issue of marginalization, you have the Ndebele people saying they are being marginalized by you. By the Shona people, and that is tribalism. But hold your horses there. Honorable Kumalo, and Mkomagivi, also hold your horses. I'm coming back to you. Ndimbo Tora Mterere Ntate Umlaleli Lapa Uzaba. Mzansi Njalo. Mzana Zaba, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Ntunga linjani Nkomo?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani Mzansi?
Hayi eMzansi kuhle kakhulu uyazi ngiyezwa indaba esegudini lapha inhle kodwa imbi.
Mhm.
Mina Ntunga ngifuna ukukhuluma iqiniso lonke phakathi kwezizwe zonke between Shonas and Ndebele. Umshona olaleleyo amanje ku generation walezi nsuku ma right uza kuzwa uza engikukhulumayo umdebelo walezi nsuku ophila kulezi nsuku eku generation yalezi nsuku uza yemukela into engiyikhulumayo ngoba lapha mina ngifisa ukulamula imihlobo leyo ngu2 ehlala isondana ingabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu bonke Nkomo asikhangeleni emuva le ngesikhathi sabo Joshua Nkomo uJoshua Nkomo ukuze abe ngumkhokheli wezaphu akakhethwanga ngamaNdebele kuphela wakhethwa ngamashona ayengala tribalism liyakuqaphelisa khona lokho
yebo baba
ikho yebo ikubona Nkomo wenelisa amashona athi Nkomo sikhokhele ngokubona obuqotho bakhe amashona lezinsuku namandebela lezinsuku umuntu obaxegileyo ngumdala obusayo nalowo nguyole nkinga oxega abantu ezama ukugeyina ipolitically lokhuzana population okwenzela ukuthi amashona akuzaphu amaningi aphume kuzaphu amulandele because yena maye semobhalayiza abantu amashona aye kuzaphu uthi yena ulingalandela umuntu ole 21% thina sile 79% sizawina singamashona kube kathi umuntu owabulala ilizwe lakithi kahle kahle ngumdala uNyerere elabelungu besenzela ukuthi umgabe abuse weni ulungile konke lokho kodwa umshona oweqiniso nomdebele oweqiniso kabaphume bebona ihistory yabonkomo lamashona akudala lana akhetha onkomo ukuthi abakhokhele ngoba i-executive kankomo yayingamashona othinamalo owurimsarura onzira masanga osameli mnotawafa bonke those people are shonas athi yibo abakhetha onkomo waye bengabandlululi laba bantu bengazange bembandlulule unkomo ukuthi ngumndebele lapha nizama ukulamula abantu ukuthi kababona ukuthi i-tribalism vela yisozisebenzi ezilungu bengakhangela ukuthi lo ngumhlobo bani ukabayekela into kapresident obusayo lo ngoba wayezama ukugeyina ilokuzana i-population ngombangazwe ngiyabonga Ntunga
siyabonga lathi babazaba ngoma giving sandazoka kwamuri papo I have tweets here from my friend Duduzi Matutu the founder of newzimbabwe.com and also former editor of the Chronicle he was observing events in parliament today and he tweeted tribalism. Zimbabwe needs to get a handle on this thing, or we will have little Catalonians everywhere. Today's debate in Parliament instructive. He continued, there is a Shona white tendency to say a politician of Ndebele extraction standing on a point of order principle is a tribalist. He also said, Joshua Nkomo, tribalist. Welshman Nube, tribalist. Gibson Spanda, tribalist. Gordon Moyo, tribalist. Tokozani Kupe, tribalist. You see, Mkoma Givi, Pindai Ipapo, I know you know more about politics Zema Shonaland than I do. All I know is in ZANU-PF there is a civil strife brewing between the Zezurus and the Karangas. Mboti tsanangurira ipapo kuti zvakamira sei chaizvo pakurwisana kwema different sub-tribes muMashonaland. Uyezve hondo yeZANU-PF muri kuiona ichisvika kupi?
Okay. Basically, I think we need to unpack this issue a little bit.
Nero rimirwa mai mgomaki.
Yes.
Because the leadership of ZANU-PF has been seen as predominantly Zulu. And now the Karangas are now suggesting that it is now also their time to also. You can see attempts to, you know, consolidate, you know, the Zulu invisibility, so such as the unconquerable, you know, if you go to ZANU-PF rallies, you hear these songs playing unconquerable. And really, there is not much, you know, being done by the leadership to stop this open, you know, warfare, the tribal warfare, basically. I think right through this presidential youth interface rally, I think only in Mashingo, I think it was the first in Mashingo, yes, the president reprimanded those driving this ethnic agenda. You know, he actually said the seniors who want to corrupt the youth, we no longer want to be ruled by, you know, the Zulu. Well, he says they are tribalist. Okay. So this is something which is festering, and I think the political temperatures will rise as we head towards the election. You know, with the political actors resorting to their ethnic interests, you know, and they also, you know, it's likely also to escalate, you know, the uncertainty around the succession battle intensifies, and possibly it could degenerate the open way of hatred, you know, in the sense of entitlement by one ethnic group over another. You've witnessed what has been happening with Vipin Mnangagwa using tribal, you know, ranting at the late Minister Shulema Wofasi memorial, you know, where really he spoke out openly, you know, about, you know, the Karanga, you know, where he pushed the Karanga agenda that, you know, really, you know, rallying his troops, you know, really preparing them for battle. That look, we need to fight back and reclaim our place in the sun. So really, this is getting really out of hand, and it's not only the ruling party. And I mean, if you look at it closely, it's getting even in the opposition. But you know, really, this whole thing, I think, it's really getting out of hand. I don't know what will be the end game here, but it's not looking really good, because as we head towards these elections, I don't see this China dominant narrative, you know, dying down in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Mkoma Givi. Honorable Kumalo, tichitarisa ma languages aripo munyika, officially recognized, tine 16. We have Chewa, Khoisan, Tonga, Tswana, Chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English, Ndau, Sotho, sign language, Kalanga, where I come from, of course, Gubu Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. But we have seen in Parliament, as members of Parliament, itino mbowona kwaka wanda kana nengo inotaura any other language. Say, I observed at one point, paka simuka nengo edare inotaura, I think, Tonga language. Ikataura nechitonga mudare reparamende, and the Speaker of Parliament wakataiwa, taura nechirungu, nekuti nengo zinotaura Shona azinzwi. Izvozvo zvakaitika futi masvondo last week and last of last week. Takaona imwe nengo ichisimuka ichitaura nendevele, asi speaker vakati haiwa taura nechirungu. Nyaya yakadaro muri kuionawo sei senhengo dzedare, tichitarisa kuti any other language that I've mentioned is a language that is recognized in Zimbabwe. And nengo zedare reparamende zineko zero yekutaura chero ipi language mudare. Murugushu ona osei mzware kumali. Hello, Honorable Kumalo. I think we have lost Honorable Kumalo there, but we'll try to reconnect. My other guest, Gift, is gone. Amafona ahlupha namhlanje bantu bakithi. Ecingweni eMzansi silo mlaleli lapha nemtereri vamtholi. Makadi mkomo wangu South Africa uko. I want three posterek. Yeah. Mine's a Yari Mugango. Murukui on our say.
Hey, Nkomatunga Zagawoma. Nkomatunga, sorry, the Chango Bata Zagati one day, but we found it your time. Tribalism, Miracle. Tribalism iriko chaizo munyika medu. Iriko tribalism iriko inovira zva 1980 tongoti zvekumashure zvangombotaurwa namukoma Paul azvishande ziyazvino. Yangotanga pano kubva 1980. Kuri kusvika iye zvino izvi zvatosimiwa zvese kusvika kuplawayo zvatosimiwa kwatove nematebrut. Kuti vanhu vakati havafanirwi kumbobata chimwe chiro kunofanirwa kuti kubate vanhu vakati. Ukasika kupolice station mashona wenda mungevela anenge unofinda kuti unowana kana kuti 1 kuma colleges kunoiswa munhu 1 uyo munhu 1 anovimba vanhu vese mucollege kungave kupolice kunoiswa munhu anovimba vanhu vese kungave kudepartment ripi kunoiswa munhu anovimba ende anenge achinyatsoziva kuti senemi iyi ndeyechi ndeyendevele. So this person is not supposed to be there. Kunga wegu municipality. Kunga wekupi njiwa vee seba mitu. Ezu zirugu itika kana government kwacho. Akuna munu wani anotunga mira anove arimdiwe anozi njie is being deputized. Ne munu anozi mshona. Anozi kwekwele. As tomu ikitu. Since 1980. Kufagu education kusika pai. Munu wese. Zimbabwe ningi ndevele person is a deputy. Nevele president is a deputy. Kumeni spalati. Kusikira bazo chinja. Mi mamu sisipo. Kusikira bazo chinja ma directors ebu harare. Aga hevu wani. Wangaba sili ma directors wakano uziwa promotor. Kuenda kupula wayo. Kutibano ita ma directors ebu hauzi. Ezo ezi zimba kupula wayo. Chato wani igu ni muna. Aninge ya mdewele. Zino teo gana munu. Wacho atinge mdewele. Anenga ali mpastere asangana. Anenga mai wacho harichi. Ali mdewele babacho. Ali mshona. Mbabacho ali mdewele. Ane hivi sene miyamai. Saka zinizi mkoma azitombo stopek. Anoramba nungu atara watu wakazi weni. Ngiwa no toro wauko. Ngiwa wano gara mwishu. Ini na meritwishona. I'm a typical individual. I'm a meritwishona. She tells you my wife. Everybody else knows it. Kana imimu wacho mozu ziwa. Kuvaba na mgabe and he preaches the same gospel. He said in 1995 and I quote. All the village muda kusika banani munu. Go back to your country in South Africa. 1995, Bamgabe, the Chitara Chizwa, when the village was sita banani. And the Ipa Pozanga Zava Kut, 1983, Anga Vakupondavan. Recently, he said Makalanga, Ana Uzita. Imi Mugataura Mamunu, up next door, Pamirpe Vanavi. Wanabe yivane ndaba chusara bati taura nyaya madini ya mataura. Sarabam gabe ndo wakasi ma tribalism kuvani. Wano taura izozo. Izozo wani wese mashona ese anoti. Mandevele kuti asa wana mambasa is because of wana kudzidza. Where did they get those words from? They got it from their father or from their grandfather.
Ai watino.
Saka saying iyo Nkomatunga. Aitongo pedu police station ukataura nendevele kana kuti kupi kuroti plogu chayo kutotonzi mangwanani hakuna kungonzi kunjani for you kuti ukwanise kutufure nepa road isusi wa driving ukwanise kutufure ndiyotofanira kuti ndiite zvandikuita izvozvo kuti ndinosvika kuHarare zvakanaka. Inini imba yangu iri muHarare. Ndinosvika zvakanaka ndokuti ndifambe. Ukangokuruma chete watokuvara. Saka ngatisini iyo yatosima zvanga zvichitaurwa nasisiiningi mumisairambo. It's true. And it's happening. Vana Jonathan Moyobese ndo zvandaitaura vachuma musi uyava. Vanongouya baba kuda kuzvisisidzira muchiri kutondera zvandakambotaura. Kuzvida kuzvipinza pavasingadini, pavasingakwani. Apa kuda kunyengerera kuti munhu awane chekudya chekubata. Otherwise, we were told directly by our president kuti we are not Zimbabweans. Munhu anotaura mashona azere isiulagwero izvezvi. Ulagwero vakapinda nechijambaja vakavhumirwa vakapinda. Mundevele vakangoenda kunopinda izvozvi kumasvingo kana kuti kupi.
Aha, Ngoma Mutoli, tinotenda regai timbotora vamwe vatereri, asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinotenda
womkomi. Aha, singakaqhubekeli phambili ngakathatha omunye umlaleli, sibuyele ku-Honorable Khumalo sesilayo njalo ecingweni. Makhumalo, bengisakhuluma mina ngendimi esilazo eZimbabwe zingu-16. Sile sitshewa, isikhoyiseni, isitonga, isitswana, likayi, isibarwe, chibarwe, Nambia, Shona, Shangani, English Ndau, Sotho, Sign Language, Kalanga, Ndebele, Venda, Xhosa. Kodwa sesike sabona amalunga edalela ephalamende kungasukuma ilunga elikhuluma ngolunye ulimi olungaso singisi olungaso sishona kuba lo msindo. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiNdebele, hayi uspeak uhle yakutshela ukuthi no, khuluma ngelanguage ezwiwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungaphakama ukhulume ngesiTonga, no, khuluma ngolimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke, either isikhiwa or isishona. Liluphatha njani lolu daba lani njengamalunga edale?
Yilo udubo esikhawezama ukulucubungula ngoba last week uminister Mgumi wabuzwa ngu-Honorable Mahoka ngesishona. Ubaba uminister Mgumi uthe esukuma ekhuluma ngesiNdebele watshelwa ukuthi kakhulume ngesilungu kwenzela ukuthi abanye bezwe. Thina esivele emaNdebeleni namhla lani ngikhuluma ngithe ngiyakhuluma ngesiNdebele uspeaker wangitshela ukuthi khona no wakhuluma ngesiNdebele ekhuluma ngani ngesilungu njalo uyakwanisa ukuthi usikhulume. Kodwa abanye bangakhuluma ngeshona asombuzo okuzwayo. So ikho esikubuzayo khona mhlawumbe lasibandlulula sekwenze njani kavumelana ukuthi iconstitution ikangela indimi zonke. So asikhulumi nge-tribalism lapha ngoba amakhalanga la akhuluma ngesikhalanga kuthi angabakhulume ngesilungu. AmaNdebele akhuluma ngesiNdebele bakhulume ngesilungu. AmaTonga kuyafanana. So ayisithi soda esiphuma emaNdebeleni esibandlululwayo. Isizathu esingakwazi ukuthi kumele lathi siphiwe ithuba ukukhuluma ngolimi lukamama ukwenza ukuthi ngicace njalo ngicacele ogogo labokhulu abasemakhaya abangizwa isikhiwa.
Aha, nasi indaba-ke khonapho uyakhuluma umama Makhumalo. Indaba engiyitshoyo ukuthi indimi silendimi ezilitshumi lasithupha eZimbabwe ezikumthethosisekelo ezikuconstitution ziyavunyelwa ukuba na umuntu azikhulume. Ngisho lasedalela iParliamente siyakubona kubo makhelwane eSouth Africa. Ilunga liyaphakama likhuluma ngesikhiwa, likhuluma ngesiZulu, likhuluma ngesiAfrikaans, likhuluma ngesiVenda, likhuluma ngesiSuthu. Kulama interpreters wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukukhuluma ngolimi lwakhe. Kodwa eZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi esikubonayo ungakhuluma, ungaphakama ukukhulume ngesiShona, are you right? Ungakhuluma isiNgisi, are you right? Ungakhuluma ngesiKhalanga, hayi wrong, ukhuluma ulimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ungakhuluma isiNdebele, hayi, ukhuluma ulimi oluziwa ngumuntu wonke njengokwenziwe uMakhumalo lamhlanje. That's where really we have a problem because this is parliament that we are talking about. Iparliament, idarere parliament iri redway ratiri kukurukura nezvaro. We nengo zedare pazinobvumirwa kutaura chero ipi language. Kana uri mzezuru unobvumirwa kutaura nechizezuru chako. Kana uri mushona taura nechishona. Kana uri murungu taura nechirungu. Kana uri mndevele taura nechindevele. Kana uri mkalanga senini levele kanechikalanga. Kana uri mtonga, taura nechitonga chako. Asi kazhinji mudare redu reparamende, which should be leading by example. Kana usingatauri chirungu, kana kuti chishona, haiwa. You are out of order. You are out of order wena. Kuluma ngolimi oluzwa ngumtonge. Taurani language ino nzikwa nemunhu wose. And that is wrong, people. Speaker of Parliament and your deputies, that is wrong. You know it's wrong and it should not be happening. I know, you know, I'm risking maybe being called a tribalist myself. I don't know, but if truth be told, there is tribalism everywhere. Every institution of our society, you find people try to, you know, pretend that these tensions are not there, but that is not true. And the only way we can deal with it, the only way we can end tribalism, the only way we can end marginalization is to talk about it. And you don't solve a problem by sweeping it under the carpet. Haugoni kugadzirisa nyaya nekusataura nezvayo. Hazvibviri. Akwenzakalo kuti ulungisise iproblem. Ngokuifihla nje, you know, phansi komqamelo, phansi kwekarpet, hayibo. Ukuze indaba uyilungisise, bhekana layo, confront that program, that problem, and that's what we are doing here. Tonight, we are talking tribalism that's destroying our fabric, that's destroying our societies. And in the words of Honorable Priscilla Misaira-Gwimushonga, we are risking a civil tribal war in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, I know she's burning to say something. She keeps calling me on WhatsApp. I promised to have her on the program, but we are just unable to reach her on her phone. Ma Kumalo, how do we move forward? Ma Kumalo?
Yebo.
How do we move forward?
No, the way forward is that let's stop government, ZANU-PF government, must stop remedying symptoms. Let's go to the causes of these things. And the causes of these things are causing multiplier symptoms. This business of hiding behind their finger every time we mention issues of marginalization and the attempt into tribalism. Tribalism is there. And the ZANU-PF government is very aware that they have marginalized almost all the provinces. As long as you don't speak their language, you don't qualify. As you don't speak their language, you don't get a job. You don't speak their language, you don't get promotion. All what we are saying, let's go to the cause. And the cause is very clear. Stop ruling and dividing these tribes. We are all Zimbabweans, first and foremost. And we have a right to equity. All of us, all 16 of us. There is no language that is...
Sorry there, says Lasili. Umakumalo kodwa silaba laleli ecingweni Honorable Misara Gwimushonga sesinike ilandline yakhe ke sizamzama khona apho kodwa singakayi kuye sithathe ubaba uKhumalo eGweru ngamafitshane baba Khumalo singenile kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Le indaba esegudini babantunga baba kulokhu benkomo.
Yeah, baba.
Hello.
Yeah, baba. Kuluma kuma.
Ngoba ngokuthi anti yangiza kahle.
Ngiyakuzwa kuhle ngamafeature.
Hello. Okay. Ngokuthi ngokuthi mina nje abantu kula ezindawo kula ma internet. Mina mama ngomasingo le. Ngishona le masingo mina ngindevela. Kuke kwaba nendaba nale sihlukana ekhaya. Angithi umntwana mama omncane esithi mina ngilindebele akumelanga njani ngihlale kokomama omncane angithi abona manje omama bayihlala phansi bayilungisile indaba le nale so indaba ehluphayo ngaba tokuthi mina ngingaapply ukuba lindebele so mina angeza ke ngikhona ngwani ngangakho ngangakho ngangingane lisi ukukhuluma isiNdebele ukukhuluma isiShona I'm sorry. Umama ngoba wasikhulisa sikhuluma ngesiNdebele ngithi
aha Khumalo
ngangekho fluent kuShona.
Yebo yebo ngiyakuzwa Khumalo, ngicela ubambe khona apho baba ngamukele uhonorable BC Arabi Mushonga. Mhlonitsho ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hi siyaphila, we've been trying to reach you, but we are glad that we have you finally. We only have 4 minutes left, and I regret it because we wanted to have you from the outset. But the floor is yours. You raised a very topical, very interesting, very relevant issue in Parliament today.
Yeah, hi. Besikhuluma ngento marginalization. But more importantly, namuhla emotion yami ibekhangele into yokuthi manxa sithatha izinto ezinjengamathenda ama resources, particularly things that are to do with the debt collection, bengifuna ukuthi ngikufake ukuthi abantu bazibonele bona, because most of the time when you raise these issues that there is tribalism, that people deliberately don't deal with other people that are coming from a particular region, many things are thrown at you. So today was to use just one example to demonstrate that asihlani, when we say there is a problem, there is a real problem. And so I presented the position around debt collectors and who the debt collectors are, and we could not find one person who was coming from the southern region, either as a debt collector, even for debt collection of things that are in Matabeleland, things like Ompilo, things like OUBH. Even where the debt collectors are lawyers, we could not find one firm which is a firm that has people that are coming from the southern region. So, of course, the debate after Honorable Khumalo came in, you know, they then went into other issues that, you know, basically show that there is a problem. But the essence of this particular motion was to be able to show people that we are not mad. This is real. And that there is a method to the madness.
So
we are going to be doing that as weeks come by.
So, Honorable, do you have a sense that your colleagues from the other side appreciate your concerns?
Well, the good thing about today is, in fact, one of the best speeches on this issue came from a member of parliament from ZANU-PF. But true to it, he comes from the southern region. But he was perhaps the most clearest about what this issue is. And for me, it is a victory. Ukuthi I see kolokani ukuthi manxa sikhulume kwethu khona ngabo khuphe ngabo Khumalo ngabo Ndebele. Ngabo Misa Irabi, kathesi labo abantu bezanu bebelokhe bekubona ukuthi kubi, but namuhla uze wasukuma wakhuluma. Ngalibonile ukuthi abantu bezanu bangikhona bebemchayela izandla okungakanani, particularly those that are coming from the region. And for me, I think that's the biggest victory that we scored with this motion.
Let's wrap it up, Honorable Misa Irabi. We have just 1 minute. And I think, you know, when we colored the, so you can say it without being labeled a tribalist. Maybe there is people who do think you're a tribalist, but I think you are more qualified to talk about this. How do we move forward in 30 seconds?
We should keep saying things as they are. We should never be silenced, because those that are in the majority always want to call us names when we raise real issues. So today we refuse to be silenced, and I'm glad that we stood up for ourselves.
Thank you, the Honorable Ms. Arabi Mushonga. And I'd like to apologize to our listeners who are holding right now. We are unable to take your calls because it's time up, time to disconnect. Thank you, Priscilla Misarabi Mshonga, Gift Piri, Tavita Khumalo Vimbaishe, Mushwaburi, Tungamili Nkomo. Let's keep united people, not to tribalism. Good night.